Now, we have come so far when it comes to recycling, and everybody has green bins and all that kind of stuff nowadays. So there seems to have been a societal shift. But when it comes to properly disposing of waste, we have a long way to go. According to Repack, up to 30% of green bin waste in urban areas is contaminated. And I know there's been an ad recently on the radio because I was tweeting about it myself, going, what you used to be able to recycle, you can no longer recycle by way of soft plastics. Only hard plastics can be recycled now. So where are we actually going with our recycling? Are we getting worse at it? Were we never very good at it in the first place? To answer all of these questions, I am joined now by the CEO of Repack, Seamus Clancy. Seamus, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Ciara.
I myself put out a tweet, and I actually did a little Twitter poll, and I said, guys, I'm listening to the ads that say, you know, what you used to put into your recycling bin, you can no longer put in. Is this A, we're getting worse at recycling, or is this B, they were never recyclable in the first place? And it was actually 50-50, more or less. So people don't really know the answer clearly because it wasn't like one side, one out there. But both of those things are a worry, that we're not recycling properly. And in fact, our options on recycling are becoming reduced. Explain.
Absolutely. Contamination is an issue, but maybe I'll just put a little bit of context. There's about 1 million tonnes of packaging placed on the market each year. The year just gone, we recycled and recovered 817,000 tonnes. An amazing, almost 68%. And householders did a great job last year. The amount of recycling increased by 26,000 tonnes. Which okay. That in its own right is brilliant.
Okay, so that's the good news.
That's a really good news story. What we have, though, and that's taking the country as a whole, we've a contamination issue that is growing, particularly in urban areas.
So explain to me what that means. Is that when people, they kind of go, oh, I've just had my Chinese takeaway, I've got these little metal foil things, they're recyclable, but they don't wash and dry them, so then they just throw them straight into the recycling bin full of the vindaloo or whatever.
Absolutely, and that ruins everything. And it just doesn't ruin the green bin or your own recycling bin at home. It actually will ruin a full truckload.
So by the time it's truckload.
In, absolutely. By the time it goes in, it contaminates everything that's in it. We have people that have put full containers of oil, full milk cartons full of milk, full bottles of different soft drinks. That goes through everything. 50% of everything in your recycling bin is paper.
Okay.
So the minute you contaminate that, it contaminates everything else.
Is that because paper is absorbent and
absolutely.
It sucks up the moisture?
And then it creates big moisture content. That's contamination in its own right. So mills can take paper heavily contaminated with liquids. It has to be very low on the moisture content. So that's a huge issue. So but going back to the other question then is in relation to plastics. So are they recyclable? Our overall target in Ireland is to hit 22.5% recycling. That's the European target. We do 34%. We're doing very well in Europe. However, there's lightweight plastics that were in the bin were also a huge source of contamination. So in conjunction with all the operators, with the Department of the Environment and with the NGOs in this country, we agreed on a list that made it easy for everybody. So hard plastics in the main are 100% recyclable. A lot of soft plastics are recyclable as well. However, they get contaminated because they're mainly food-based. Mm-hmm. But there is no infrastructure in Europe for dealing with soft plastics. They were all going to China. China closed its doors and taking soft plastics.
Why?
Because they had an oversupply. 60% of all plastics in the world go to China. It had become a dumping ground for soft plastics for everybody. So this has been a real wake-up call. The European Union on the 16th of December launched what we call the circular economy package, and they've now put in place the plastic strategy to build infrastructure in Europe to take all plastics and to recycle all plastics, and all plastics by 2030 have to be recyclable.
Okay.
But dealing with the landfill issue, they do not go to landfill. At the moment we recycle 34%, but we recycle and recover 91% of all plastics.
Okay, so even the contaminated stuff, you get that back in some
way? We get that back, and what we do, we actually replace fossil fuel by putting into cement kilns as an alternative to fossil fuels.
Okay.
So it's very positive from that perspective.
Lots of people get involved for you as well. Someone says, why do some companies take glass and others don't? Our provider sent out a list of do's and don'ts before Christmas, and glass didn't appear on the do or the don't list. So do you recycle it?
There is only one area in the whole of the country, that's Dunleary Down, that has allowed glass to go into the recycling bin. it shouldn't be in the recycling bin. And now that's going to come to an end, I'm sure. There will be a change in the bylaws there, because glass breaks in the recycling bin, it contaminates everything that's in it, and it carries fluids for
others. So I don't think people know this stuff. So are we saying that glass should actually, Seamus, go to the bottle banks?
Absolutely.
So people should be doing that. Question for you, and it's not really your area, but why don't our bin providers give us a glass bin? Like, to make things easier for people. If you don't want people to be putting stuff into the rubbish, should we not make it easier? Why don't we have glass bins?
Because then you would have to have a separate collection system. We already have an infrastructure set up in this country, 1,848 bottle banks with a minimum of 5 banks per site. We're recycling, there's almost 140,000 tonnes of glass. That's 88% of all glass in the country. So now putting an alternative bin outside everybody's door is a duplication of carbon footprint, cost, everything goes with that.
True enough, but what if they don't go to the bottle bank? That would surely be something of a risk, I suppose. Someone else says, Ciara, we're a filthy race. The random, consistent littering by the people is shocking in this country. The countryside road edges are full of paper cups, bottles, takeaway containers and bags. Irish people don't seem to know any better, sadly. How can we expect them to recycle? Education and prosecution is needed. I don't know about prosecution, but I do think education is needed, because I don't think people know about these things. Other people are asking what I was asking you about, the soft plastics. Someone else says this, I used to separate everything and recycle, but now after contamination, I find I'm throwing 80% into the dirty bin. There is a risk when we change the rules consistently, like no longer have glass collections and they have to go to the bottle bank, or no longer have plastic, soft plastic collections or whatever, that people will give up and throw it all into the one big main bin.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. We have a very good, like glass is a good example. We're doing exceptionally well in glass. As I said, there's only one local authority in the whole of the country where that exists. And that's a behaviour change that has to happen in one small area of the country in relation to the other materials. The amount of material that can still go in the bin, as I said, out of 1 million tonnes of packaging, we're talking about 800,000 tonnes of it can almost go into the bin.
I'm glad you mentioned packaging, Seamus, because someone says, Ciara, will you ask Seamus why supermarkets are allowed to produce non-recyclable packaging and why we aren't allowed to then leave that packaging with the supermarket? In other words, some people want to actually unpack their rubbish in the supermarket and say, I don't want your whatever it is. You have it. Why can't people do that?
Well, first of all, that's why Repack was set up in 1997. We're in operation 20 years. Our members and all those supermarkets have invested over 400 million in infrastructure in Ireland, and all of those supermarkets pay for the green bin outside your front door, pay for all the bottle banks throughout the country, and pay for all the civic community recycling sites.
That's who pay for them.
Absolutely.
Seamus, I don't think people know this stuff. I genuinely don't think that we know this stuff. Someone else says, there's been insufficient information from day one on recycling in Ireland. We pay for packaging and then we get to pay to recycle it. 15 years ago I lived in Germany, they had it sorted then. We're expected to separate glass bottles by colour in the bottle banks, but then they all seem to be dumped into the same truck ad hoc. Is that true?
That is the case for some of them, but in the main that isn't. But the infrastructure, when this was originally set up as separating the different colours, the actual technology wasn't there to separate it. Now the two plants that we have in the country have upgraded it.
So
they can now separate the different colours as it goes through. But for instance, if you've all cleared glass together, they can process that quicker. It keeps the cost down and it doesn't come back eventually on the consumer either.
Which is good, but if it's all been thrown into the one truck, people separating them at the bottle banks won't, I presume, make any odds. Someone else says the only way the public will know about what to do about recycling is to put it on an advertising slot so people can visually see the damage what to do and what not to recycle. Yeah, I was reading an article about somebody walking through a recycling plant and all of the contamination and how sort of soul destroying it must be to have loads of stuff recycled and then there's one nappy or one dirty food tray or whatever in the middle of it that destroys, as you say, not just that person's bin, not just that street's bins, but a whole batch, a whole truckload of waste.
We have 9 recycling facilities in the country that are at different stages of maturity in terms of infrastructure as well, and some of them are doing exceptional jobs now. And yes, it is very soul destroying. But you will find, going back to educating as well, everybody that's out there on lists, from next month on, there'll be new hangers put on every single bin in the country. That will be very definitive of what can go in the recycling bin. And we're hoping that will help as well.
Okay. Lots of people actually saying, and I don't know if this is right or wrong, my bin company in Sligo takes glass. My glass bin in Navan takes glass for years now. So is it a bit ad hoc, the glass thing around the country?
No, there are a few, but some operators...
Cork bin company collects separate glass bins.
Yeah, separate glass collection, not in the green bin.
Ah, yeah, no, but that's what I was asking you, Seamus. Why don't we have glass bins? Why don't we have, rather than expecting people to bring their jars, their wine bottles, their, you know, their jam, their food sauces or whatever, asking people to make a journey themselves that they may not take and they may dump it in your ordinary bin, why not have a glass bin outside? We've already got multiple bins. Why not another one?
Because I think there's bigger priorities based on where we're at the moment. As I said, we're doing 88% of glass. Plastic is the one area we have to focus in.
Yeah.
EU targets for plastic are going to double. We currently recycle 95,000 tonnes of plastic. That has to double by 2025.
Huge amounts of people getting in touch about the amount of packaging.
Yes.
Like every second text, I buy goods that come wrapped in plastics. I then have to pay for the plastic to be recycled. I'm asked to wash and dry them. Should I put them in the dishwasher? Imagine if the water charges come in. Surely manufacturers should be charged. But there's on and on and on and on and on. Most supermarkets still only provide plastic instead of paper bags. I can't even keep up with it. The texts are actually jumping.
Is there anything
going to be done about packaging?
Absolutely. I think there are four parties to this. All producers and retailers have to look at reducing the amount of packaging, and particular plastic packaging that's on materials. And this is ongoing, and we have a huge prevent and save program that we're running with a lot of people. Also, consumer demand and what consumers want. Consumers can voice their opinion very easily by their actions, but also helping us and everybody else with what they put into the green bin, and please don't contaminate it. Let's bring that down. The third issue is that the waste industry itself has to up its game in terms of the infrastructure and the collection infrastructure and the processing. And last but not least, we have an issue where by 2040 we'll have 1 million additional people in the country, additional 550,000 houses. We'll generate another 500,000 tonnes of waste. There is no coherent long-term view and strategy in relation to how we manage waste. And once it's out of sight, out of mind, nobody really... takes it to heart unless bins aren't collected.
Sometimes I think we need to actually assess the actual financial implication of all these things and just charge accordingly, obviously with subsidies for people who can't afford various bits of it, but we're not really on top of this. But thank you so much for coming in and speaking to me. That is Seamus Clancy there, CEO of Repack. Let me know what you think about recycling. Do you think we're getting it right? Do you think that you have a good service? Do you think there's too much packaging? 53106 is the text.